This is a Radio Cartoons intro.
Welcome to the Global Hopscotching Championship of the World. We have a lot of athletes out here on the field hopscotching their hearts out, trying to win the gold championship medal of the world for hopscotching.
Oh, man.
All right, people, down here on the field, we're going to give some interviews to some of these championship hopscotchers down here. To my right, Jimmy John. To my right, Jimmy John. We're going to ask Jimmy some questions. He's been, like, killing it on the floor out here, holding his ankle up and holding his wrist back, doing hopscotching. Jimmy John, what kind of tips could you give our viewers out there to become awesome hopscotchers of the world?
Well, you know, I always say scop to the hotch. And, you know, don't let carpal tunnel stop you or anything. Just grab onto your ankle and it'll be okay.
Jimmy John, that's amazing. Scop to the hotch, everybody. Put that in your notebooks and don't forget it. Now we're going to go over here to my left where we have Terry Turkleton. Terry Turkleton, you've been, like, killing it in this hopscotching on a nationwide scale. How is it competing on a global scale?
That's quite amazing. I'm peak performance right now. It's on the legs, you know. It's just something different, you know. You know, people ask me all the time, like, why did you choose hopscotch? You know, it's just something different. It's always been my passion, you know. I just put my whole heart and soul and my legs into it. It's just amazing.
Terry Turkleton, that is profound wisdom that you've given our viewers. Viewers, also put that in your notebooks and under your pillows and sleep on it. You'll be better people in the morning. Anyways, we're out of here for the Global Hopscotching World Championships of the world.
Change.
Oh, on the other side of this continent, it's just a little different around here. The toilet flushes the wrong way. I drive on the other side of the road. When I'm on the beach, I just get sunburned on my left arm instead of my right. It's weird. I can't take it anymore. The bacon smells like burger, and I just can't take it. It's too much.
Around here in the radio cartoon world, people can get turned around. They can get turned around real bad. Sometimes they don't know which way to sit in a car. Or even on the beach, they'll lay on their one side and get sunburned. It's a real bad problem when you're a 360 rollover. Getting turned around can be really tough. So that's why we invented the compass for you. It's for you. It's for you. It's for you. It really is just for you. And anyone that needs you to guide them around, because you will be really good at directions. And you will know which way is forward and which way is backward. So that is gonna be really good for you. It's for you. Don't let anyone say it's not for you, because it is. So call now and get your compass for you, and it'll really help you everywhere. And with everything, it's for you. It's for you. It's for you. Finger guns.
Change.
Here, man, try this. It's a kumquat.
A kumquat? Is that like a fruit?
Yeah, it's like a berry, but like orange.
Oh, wow. Where'd you get it?
Off the tree.
Oh, God, that's dirty.
No, the water in the sky, it just washed it dry.
Washed it dry? What do you mean by water in the sky?
It was like ocean water, but like in the sky, like the clouds.
Doesn't it fall and hit your eye? Doesn't it make you want to say ow?
No.
Change.
Man, it sure is cool beans when the three of us get to chill.
Oh yeah, I love it.
Yeah, it is pretty cool.
Yeah.
Hey, speaking about that, dude.
Yeah.
You want to come to my barbecue this weekend? I'm going to have beer.
Oh,
lots
beer.
Of beer. And they're all putting stuff on the barbecue. Hey.
Oh, no way.
Oh, dude, yeah, man. I'm in.
Hey, so, yeah. This invite's just for you, dude.
Yeah, no worries. I won't invite anybody.
It is great that we're all hanging out today.
It's nice the three of us hanging out, but... You know, yeah, I can't wait for your barbecue.
Am I invited?
Well, I just made it pretty clear.
Oh, man.
Did you guys, what was that over here?
Oh, man, I wish I was invited to their barbecue. Yeah, man, that really sucks. Looks like I'm gonna have to sneak in through the back gate. What? I'm gonna need some hot dogs and maybe some buns for, like, burgers. That's despicable. So the plan is, I'm gonna go in there, I'm gonna get a getaway driver, I'm gonna plant the hot dogs, and then I'm gonna put the buns on top of the hot dogs.
Oh my gosh, I can be your getaway driver. Oh.
And I'm gonna get a runaway, jump over the fence, and get my getaway driver.
Oh my gosh. Perfect.
Dude, like, thanks for inviting me to your, like, barbecue, bro. It's, like, sweet, and it's, like, so sunny out and stuff.
It is pretty sweet and sunny out here, isn't it?
Yeah.
Just like my iced tea.
I'm really enjoying it, man. This is really hip. Really hip.
Really hip, dude. Really hip.
You always know how to throw them hip parties, man. Super chill, yo.
Yeah. Hey, I got a lot of meat on this grill. You mind taking a look at this while I go do something else?
Yeah, sure. Like, I'll watch it. What is it? Like, one, two. Yeah. Go ahead. Okay.
Thanks, man.
Yeah. Let me see. One, two.
Where's my
three,
pickup
four.
Truck at?
There's like 7 hot dogs right now, so that's okay.
Oh my, this fence is just too tall.
5, 6, 7. Yeah. 7 hot dogs.
Oh my goodness. There's a person over there.
Yeah, 7
hot
dogs.
I'm gonna throw a stick and distract him.
I'm gonna guard these hot dogs with my life. What the hell was that? Someone.
Go away.
Did somebody. Hey, Lo, is somebody out there whispering? Oh, hell no, you ain't gonna take these dogs.
No. Oh no!
All right, now my friend will really be proud of me.
Oh my goodness, I think I just pooped my pants.
Oh, it smells like you did.
Yeah.
Same change.
Oh man, get away from me, fly. Get away.
Same change.
This is the 7th scene.
Finger guns.
Jazz hands.
The end.